Many people may have heard more about the unknown man or woman who's been shooting people to death in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., than we have about the citizens who have been killed. We may even be, a harsh but human trait, more fascinated by the inferred details about the sniper than the victims. He, if he is a he, or they for that matter, if he or she is not working alone, seems to know how to steady his shot against a tree, a hill, or a car door. He has shot people who have been sitting or standing anywhere between 60 and 150 yards away. He seems to shoot some variety of .223 caliber bullets, which police or military snipers consider flimsy and unreliable. This weekend, as high school homecoming games and dances have been canceled and parents try to keep their children close by, there are also details to recall about some of the men and women who have been shot. Pascal Charlotte was 72. He was shot while he was crossing the street. Dean Harold Myers was 53 and an engineer. The neighbor remembers him as a handyman to have next door, the sort of man who would run over late at night to help unplug a bathroom fixture or find the fuse box. Mr. Myers was shot as he tried to fill his car. Kenneth Bridges was also 53. He was a salesman and the father of six children. Sarah Ramos was 34 and the mother of a seven-year-old boy. She worked as a housekeeper and babysitter and was shot as she sat on a park bench in Silver Spring, Maryland. Neighbors have now draped a small silver cross over that bench. Prakumar Walikar was 54, an immigrant who became a cab driver, and was shot while he pumped gas into the car by which he earned his living. Lori Lewis Rivera was a 25-year-old mother who was shot to death at a gas station while she vacuumed the floor of her minivan. James Martin was shot while crossing a parking lot. He was 55. James Sonny Buchanan was shot dead while mowing a lawn in Montgomery County. He was 39, a landscaper who wrote poetry for his friends. For 10 years, he was a mentor for troubled youngsters at a local boys and girls club. This year, he got engaged. He leaves behind not only his fiancée, but a dozen or more youngsters whose lives were enriched by his friendship. There's been a 43-year-old woman who was shot in the back, and a 13-year-old boy who was wounded just outside of his school. There seems to be no discernible pattern of characteristics among those who have been wounded or killed. They are men and women of different ages, races, and occupations, strangers to one another as far as we know. Names and lives linked now by tragedy, but also with a richness in their lives that makes their losses hard to bear.